One of the words that I've been hearing so often in the last 10, 12 plus months is the word discouraged. So many people say, I'm discouraged. People are discouraged about their job, discouraged about the economy, discouraged about their isolation, discouraged about not knowing and struggling and just the uncertainty of these times in which we are living. But I have some good news for you today. I'm not going to talk about being discouraged. I'm going to do the flip side of that. I'd like to talk with you this morning about being encouraged and how we can be encouraged, and especially how we can become encouragers to others in this world and those closest to us. And I thought about this because as I was reading through Paul's letter to the folks in Thessalonica, 1 Thessalonians, in chapter 5, Paul writes to them, and it's so our time. He says, you're living in a nighttime world where everything is dark. Don't get caught in this and then try all the nighttime things to think that that is going to encourage you and make you stronger and feel good. Because you are not people of the nighttime. You are people of the day. And then in verse 11 of 1 Thessalonians 5, Paul writes these beautiful words. He says, therefore, people of the light, therefore, encourage one another and build each other up, just as in fact you are doing. Encourage one another and build each other up. That beautiful word encourage in the Greek is parakaleo. It's actually made up of two words, para and kaleo. Para, which means to come stand close or by, and kaleo, that means to speak. So the literal thing would be to come and stand next to someone and speak to them. Do you get the idea? Encourager is someone who comes alongside you, stands there and stands next to you and speaks into your life. Paul says, encourage one another. That's what God wants of daytime people in a nighttime world. But the question is, how do we do that? So to help us understand that, I'm going to take you for a little walk through a few chapters in the book of Acts. Don't worry, I'm not going to read them all. It'll take too long. Just a few chapters in the book of Acts as we follow the life of a man that we know as Barnabas. Now, Barnabas' real name was actually Joseph, but he got the nickname from the believers. They called him Barnabas, which is an Aramaic word. Bar means son of, and Nabas means son of encouragement. So it seems that when people looked at Barnabas and as people looked at Barnabas' life and how he lived that life, that Barnabas was someone who just radiated with encouragement towards people. So what I want us to do is to check in at three stages of Barnabas' life and see if we can find maybe three of the main characteristics of an encourager, which God asks us to be, to come alongside and make people strong. And the first one we're going to find in Acts chapter 9, verses 26 and 27. But before I read, let me give you a little background to this text. So the church was growing, but in the meantime, there was a man called Paul, or also Saul. Saul was his Jewish name. Paul was his Greek name. Didn't name change. They had two names, many of them in those days. Saul was the Hebrew name. So Saul, in those days, he was persecuting the church as much as he could. People were being killed. It was bloody. It was vicious. It was violent. Until one day, and you can read that at the beginning of chapter 9 in Acts, where God just stops him in his tracks, and God appears to him there on the road to Damascus and asks him, why? Why are you persecuting me? And then he's blind, and in his blindness, something happens to him, and the Spirit of God comes upon him, and Paul's whole life is turned around. And then as Paul comes out of this blindness, the first thing that he starts doing is he starts proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ fervently, and people's lives are changed. But Paul realizes he can't do this on his own. He needs to connect with the other disciples and, of course, with the apostles as well. So this is where we pick up the story. Acts chapter 9, verse 26. When he, that's Paul, came to Jerusalem, he tried to join the disciples. But, and there's a biblical but they were all afraid of him, not believing that he really was a disciple. Not difficult to understand this, right? Here's this man who was persecuting the church left, right, center, killing people. And all of a sudden, now he's this big preacher. And now he wants to join the inner circle, the disciples. And they're kind of saying, whoa, stop this bus. We're not so sure that we believe this. This might just be a trick to get into the inner circle so that they can infiltrate us and kill the leaders. So no, we're not going to let him in. Now, within this whole situation of suspicion and mistrust and of disbelief, look what Barnabas does, and that's going to give us the first key. Verse 27, and it starts with that biblical but again as well. But Barnabas took him, that's Paul, brought him to the apostles, and he told them how Saul on his journey had seen the Lord, and that the Lord had spoken to him, and how in Damascus he had preached fearlessly in the name of Jesus. So here we have that typical situation. People are suspicious of each other. People don't trust each other. People don't feel good about each other. People are saying bad things about each other. People are just not good with each other. Does it sound familiar? That's what discourages us. And in this whole situation of suspicion and distrust and mistrust, Barnabas becomes what, and for lack of a better term, what I would call a bridge between Paul and the apostles. A bridge is something that you can cross to find yourself. But it's also something that you can cross to find others and start understanding others. And that's what Barnabas does in this moment. And there's your first characteristic of an encourager, someone who builds a bridge. But the thing about a bridge is this, my friends. Bridges get walked on. Bridges often get trampled. Bridges also are crucified. But in a nighttime world, God calls his daytime people to become bridge builders. Because bridges connect. Bridges bring together. Bridges create opportunities and encourage people. So in the meantime, the church in Jerusalem grows and becomes stronger and stronger. But as it becomes stronger, the persecution also becomes worse and worse. And it leads up to this moment where Stephen is stoned to death with rocks for his faith in Jesus Christ. Many believers decide that it's time to get out of Jerusalem, and they flee, and they go into Phoenicia, and they go into Cyprus, and they also go into a place called Antioch. They start preaching. Some of the folks, they mostly preach to the Jews. Some of the folks come from Cyprus. And they start preaching to the Greek people. And these people turn their lives over to Christ. And everything starts changing for them. So the church in Jerusalem hears all about this. And they say, we need to encourage them. How are we going to do this? And here's the interesting thing. So they decide to send someone. Remember, Jerusalem was the seat of the church at that time. So they decide, who are we going to send? So the first thought would be, they're going to send Paul. Paul, this great new missionary. Paul, this teacher. Paul, who knows the word so well. The first person they decide to send is the man called Barnabas, the son of encouragement. And this is what happens when he gets there. news of this, of these people being converted and this church growing, even under the Greeks, news of this reached the church in Jerusalem, and they sent Barnabas to Antioch. When he arrived and saw what the grace of God had done, he was glad and encouraged them all to remain true to the Lord with all their hearts. He encouraged them to remain true to the Lord. Second characteristic of an encourager. An encourager is someone who affirms and strengthens people in their walk, in their faith walk, in their life walk. That's what an encourager does. Affirms, shows appreciation, expresses gratitude. And when you do that, just think about that for a second. That is what lifts people up. That is what encourages people to continue what they're doing. When you can come alongside and affirm them and show your appreciation and thank them, speak of your gratitude. Question's this. When last have you been an encourager? Affirming someone, appreciating someone. Speaking of your gratitude, thank you for preparing dinner every evening for all of us, despite the fact that you had a long, hard day as well. Thank you for going to work, and we know it's not the easiest job in the world that you're doing. Thank you that you're going and providing for our family. Thank you for being there when I need to just speak my heart and just get it all out of my chest, and I can just speak to you. When last have you done that? Just this past week, I need to say thank you. I received so many emails from folks just thanking me for Holy Week and the work that was done during Thursday, Friday, Sunday. And thank you for that. It encourages. It affirms. Go on. Do the work. You're doing what God wants you to do. So thank you for that. But will you please, in a nighttime world, be daytime people? And affirm each other. There's a third and a last characteristic that I want to share with you. So the church grows. And Paul and Barnabas become colleagues. And they go all over. And they plant new churches all over the place. And then comes this moment where Paul and Barnabas decide that they need to go and check on these churches and just see how they're doing. To go and encourage them. But before they do that, there's a little moment. I'm going to take you there. This is Acts chapter 15, verse 36 to 40. Sometime later, Paul said to Barnabas, let us go back and visit the believers in all the towns where we preach the word of the Lord and see how they're doing. Now watch what happens. So Barnabas wanted to take John, also called Mark, with them. But Paul did not think it's wise to take him because he had deserted them in Pamphylia and had not continued with them in the work. They had such a sharp disagreement that they parted company. Barnabas took Mark and sailed for Cyprus. But Paul chose Silas and left, and both of them commended by the believers to the grace of the Lord. So here's this moment. Paul and Silas want to go and encourage. And Barnabas says, let's take Mark with us again. Paul says, never on a Sunday. He was supposed to help us in Pamphylia just a few months ago. He let us down. That's it. I'm done with him. I'm definitely not taking him with. And it's such a bad thing that he and Barnabas have the split in that moment. There goes the bridge, right? And Paul sets off and he takes Silas. But Barnabas takes Mark with him and gives him, and here's characteristic number three, a second chance. Encouragers are people who build bridges. Encouragers are people who affirm, who appreciate. Encouragers are people who give second chances And here's the thing, my friend, because of that second chance, today we have a gospel called the Gospel According to Mark, because it's that John Mark that went with him and worked with him there in Cyprus. Here's the thing. In a nighttime world, there are not many opportunities at second chances. In a nighttime world, and those in the dark, don't give second chances. But we are not nighttime people. We are daytime people that live in a nighttime world, and we are called to be encouragers. Because to be an encourager is a gift. A gift that gives new life. Look at Paul. Look at Mark. A gift that gives new hope. Look at the believers in Antioch. It's a gift that gives new vision. Ask Mark about that. So here's the question. In this nighttime world in which we live, are you up for the challenge to be a daytime encourager, to lift people up? I'm praying for you. Amen. Let's pray. Father God, thank you. Thank you for calling us to be encouragers and to encourage each other, to lift each other up. It's so easy to criticize. It's so easy to put down. It's so easy to be mean. Lord, what could be more amazing than building bridges, affirming, appreciating, giving gratitude, and to give a second chance, because we all received second chances from the God who gives a second chance. Help us in this nighttime world to be night and day. No, to be day in a nighttime world. That's all you want. And we thank you for that. Thank you that you come stand next to us and speak to us, parakaleo, through your Holy Spirit into our lives to help us do that. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.